City commissioners will grant the loan to Cross Street Partners Model Group and McCormick Barron Salazar, quote, at the time the developer group closes its financing arrangements, unquote. City Manager Shelley Dickstein says the move by the city is a necessary one.
The investment by the city is vital for the success of the project, which will create hundreds of jobs, catalyze 1 million square feet of adjacent vacant and underutilized space that surrounds the arcade property, provide benefits to the community as a whole, and create a central hub for the Dayton innovation entrepreneurial ecosystem.
The city says arcade renovations will take place in two separate phases. When completed, it will house mixed-use commercial and mixed-income residential properties. The first phase of renovations, expected to cost about $95 million, will be to the arcade's southern buildings. They'll contain a mix of affordable housing, arts programming, and the innovation hub that will be managed by the University of Dayton and the Entrepreneur Center. The second phase of renovations will focus on the arcade's northern buildings. Jerry Kenney, WYSO.